This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant day across Israel, with sunshine in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, ideal for those heading out. Haifa is experiencing cooler breezes, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Meanwhile, Eilat enjoys clear skies, drawing visitors to its beaches. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF conducted strikes in Lebanon following Hezbollah's violation of the ceasefire. This comes after rockets were fired into Israel as Trump announced an extension of the ceasefire. Also, earlier this hour, anger is growing in the north despite the ceasefire extension. Residents express frustration as fires continue to burn. Also this hour, earlier today, Israel remains on standby, awaiting a U.S. green light to take action on Iran. This follows the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula. Separately, the smaller cabinet convened earlier today to discuss potential actions in Lebanon and Iran. Officials indicate a possible renewal of hostilities. And finally, from earlier today, Tel Aviv's bus station serves as a fragile refuge amid ongoing conflict. Deep underground, a bomb shelter provides safety for those with nowhere else to go. Here's what people are saying online. Israeli activist Hen Matzig commented 4 hours ago about the uncertainty surrounding Iran's response, highlighting potential regional tensions. Meanwhile, Dan Linnaeus noted 4 hours ago that the Pentagon is considering suspending Spain from NATO, reflecting shifting alliances. And CBS News correspondent Trey Yingst reported 4 hours ago that Trump participated in peace talks with Lebanon, calling for a repeal of laws prohibiting talks with Israelis. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in Lebanon. According to JNS, the strikes were a direct response to Hezbollah's rocket fire into Israel. This escalation follows Trump's announcement of a ceasefire extension. The tension raises concerns about regional stability and the potential for wider conflict. Turning to the situation in the north. As reported by Israel Hayom, residents remain uneasy despite the ceasefire. Fires continue and local leaders voice frustration. The ongoing unrest underscores the fragile nature of current peace efforts. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that Israel is poised for action against Iran, pending U.S. approval. The discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula adds urgency to security concerns. This development highlights the complex challenges Israel faces on multiple fronts. In a related development, N12 details the smaller cabinet's discussions on Lebanon and Iran. The possibility of renewed hostilities looms large. Officials weigh options amidst the volatile geopolitical landscape. And from earlier today, Forward highlights Tel Aviv's bus station as a haven for those affected by war. The underground shelter offers protection and a sense of community. This speaks to the resilience of civilians amid ongoing conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, in a surprising turn at El Al, a second senior executive has resigned just days after the CEO's departure. This turmoil comes as the company navigates a sale process, according to Israel Hayom Business. Separately, Mariv Business reports on the strengthening shekel. While it shifts dynamics from consumers to exporters, the overall impact remains uncertain. And finally, Ynet Business highlights veteran Israeli tycoons thriving amid war and AI advancements. Their success underscores the resilience and adaptability of Israel's economy in challenging times. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.